and verse 15, Matthew 11 and 15. The Bible says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Very profound, isn't it? Very deep. So I'm not going to talk about anything real profound or deep. It's a simple subject. Matthew 11:15 says so much. And we'll get into that. Would you pray with me that God has his way? Thank you, Jesus, for this time, for this day. You are so wonderful. You are so good to us. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you that we're here. We bind together that your will would be done, that we would walk away different tonight, that we would walk away closer to you. Please bless everyone here. Open our minds and our hearts to you, what you would have. We ask this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Please be seated. It was December 28th, the year 2000. Now, I've talked about this before, I don't know how many times, maybe not a million times, but so bear with me. I was on my third solo flight as a student pilot in a Cessna 152 with approximately 1 hour of solo time completed. There was light snow when the instructor and I went up first, and then we would come back, I would land, and then he would let me go alone. So there was light snow when we first went up, but it soon turned into a heavy snowstorm when I was on that solo flight. Upon the first turn to land, the airspeed that I saw was way too low to make that turn. It could have resulted in a stall and possibly a crash. I quickly aborted the landing that I thought that was the only option I had until my airspeed increased. So I aborted the landing, and while attempting to increase my airspeed, my altitude kept dropping, and I made many desperate attempts to contact the airport for help. It was always the same kind of process. When we got in the plane, the instructor would set the radio, and I never really paid attention what he was doing. Well, he forgot to switch the channel back to the airport. I was uncertain of the situation. I didn't know what to do, where to go. I knew I just had to land this plane before I crashed. So radioing the airport desperately multiple times, I needed a voice to guide me. I needed somebody on the other end to give me instructions, for guidance, for help. What do I need to do? So, radioing desperately, like I said many times, would you believe this is what I heard back? I heard absolutely nothing. So then, a little panic set in because I didn't know if they knew I was up there. I didn't know if they knew where I was. Where would we go? What would I do? I saw a field and I landed. The topic tonight is listen to the voice. Unfortunately, that instance, there was no voice I could listen to. I cried out desperately, many times, to hear that voice, but I could not hear it. A key to living a victorious, happy, peaceful life is listening to the voice of God. In doing this, we will always become obedient to God. It's not just a one-time occurrence and we're set for life. We need to keep listening throughout our entire life. The key to keep listening is to listen and to keep listening. Even though he did many great things, Paul was concerned himself about continuing to listen. 1 Corinthians 9:27, it says, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." So if Paul was concerned, how much more should I be concerned? There's many times I think, I wish I could just go back. Go back to, I don't know, grade school, high school, with the knowledge that I have today. There would be so many mistakes that I wouldn't make. There would be so many things that I would listen to people, listen to God. But we can't go back, and that's okay. We just have to move forward. From here on, we can try our very best. There's Bible examples of men and women that listen to God. Gideon is such a fascinating story to me. There's so much in that story. Gideon listened to God and was victorious over the Midianites. He initially had an army of 32,000 men. He said, "Whoever is scared, go home." So 22,000 returned home due to fear. Of the 10,000 remaining, 9,700 drank incorrectly from the water, either bowing down or lapping like a dog. Only 300 did it the correct way. They cupped the water and brought it to their mouth. So 300 men remained to fight. What were the odds? 135,000 Midianites. That is exactly what God wanted. Because Gideon listened, his army was whittled down to exactly what God wanted. Gideon maybe didn't see, didn't understand, didn't make sense. How can I fight an army of 135,000 with 300 men? Does that not seem bizarre? A little skewed? But that is what God wanted, so the Israelites wouldn't think we won by our own strength. I wonder if the ones that went home that were fearful, or even the ones that drank incorrectly, I wonder if they tried to talk the other ones out of going to war. I wonder if the 300 men heard voices from the others. "Why are you going? You can't do it. You're going to die. Is it worth it? Really?" I remember the first week of football practice. It was so hot. It was just not fun. We went all these calisthenics and running, and with your helmet on, it was just miserable. So we got to the water and taking a break, and one of the guys said, "I quit. I give up. This is useless. I've had enough. Is it really worth it?" So then I kind of watched, and then another guy, "Yeah, me too. This is dumb." And then another guy, "Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go." So I see these three guys walking across the field, and I had a choice to make. It would have been so nice to walk with them and shower and go home. This is it. But I was dumb enough to stay. Judges 7:20 talks about how the 300 blew trumpets, broke their pitchers, held their lamps, and they yelled, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." How about Esther? Esther kept listening to the wise counsel of her uncle Mordecai. Because of this, her family, and the Jewish race were all saved. What about Abraham, Jacob, Joseph in prison, Moses, David, Isaiah, the apostles? Were all these men perfect? Did they always listen to God? Did they listen to God with everything? No, they made mistakes. They didn't always listen. Deuteronomy 28 talks about blessings when we listen to God and unfortunately curses when we don't listen to God. Proverbs 8 and 32 to 34, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." So talking about listening to the voice. There have been many times that I didn't listen for whatever reason. Stubborn, inconvenient, I didn't understand, it was too difficult. You know, there's so many excuses. Proverbs 8:32, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." Not everything we hear from God makes sense. Yet it sure is more peaceful, happy, and pleasant when we do listen to the voice of God. Our Sunday school class recently has a saying, and it was from a short video clip that I showed the children, and it's this: when God's instructions seem difficult, scary, or confusing, don't give up, stay close to Jesus, or always listen to Jesus. It was June 2002. June 2006. There had been a lapse in our insurance, and Maureen was pregnant. So it was right before Leah was born. Maureen's pregnant. We have a lapse in our insurance. We had two options. One is pay $10,000 towards life insurance or help out some missionaries in need. The total cost for the delivery, we were told by the hospital, was $30,000. So when we paid the $10,000, if we would pay the $10,000, we would get insurance. But then there would be no money left over to help some missionaries in need. So we made a difficult decision. We helped some missionaries in need. Within 2 months, I landed a job that the insurance covered the entire delivery. Was it easy to do? Did we understand it all? Did it make sense? You know, when I crunched the numbers, it didn't. But after it was all done, it sure did. Getting the entire delivery paid for. The key is to listen and to keep listening. Through this, we will be obedient and ultimately blessed of God. We can't stop because of a storm in our life, or we can't, like you had made mention, Pastor, how many things have been done by God for us that we don't even see. If we can't see the outcome, we can still listen. We can still be obedient and listen. We may perceive things around us, but we only see the small picture. God sees the entire picture. We don't need to listen to other voices except the voice of Jesus. Some great ways we can listen to the voice of God is through prayer, through the Word of God. why it's good to know Scripture, so that we can know the voice of God, what he likes and what he dislikes, to get accustomed to his voice, or through preaching. There's many voices that are competing to get our attention, and they want to take control over us. Yet they have no regard for our souls or for our well-being. Those voices could care less what happens to us. Other voices want to destroy us. Why in the world would we listen to them? Let's listen to the voice of Jesus. He wants us to live. He is always there for us. He will see us through whatever thing, storm we have in our life. Even though we can't see it, even though we can't see him, even though we don't know the outcome, if we continue to keep listening, he will always work something out in our life. If there's a voice that contradicts the word of God, we can be sure it's not of God. John 10:27, the Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Why do we follow Jesus? Because we know the voice. We know his voice. We know where to go. We know where our help is. We know where our protection is. Like I said, I wish I could turn back time. And those voices that I've heard, that I've listened to, that were wrong, that wanted to destroy me, I wish I would have just said no. No, I'm not listening. Leah has a saying that if you worry, you suffer twice. And I wonder if we could apply that to, if we don't listen, we'll suffer twice, or three times, or four times. I'd like to show a short video. And the other day when I was explaining to Leah and Maureen what the video was about, Rochelle at the end said, "Well, Dad, that's exactly like our relationship with God. We can't see him, but we can listen to him and do what he says." Now, if a 10-year-old can get that concept, wow, I learned so much from my family. I really do. I'd like to have you see this video, listen to the voice. musicians would come. When we listen to God, we tell him that we trust him, we love him, and we believe that he knows what's best for our lives. If it's been a while since we've listened to God, it's not too late to start listening. I don't want to hear air traffic control say, I see them crash all the time because they stop listening. Don't let that be us. Don't crash. Come to the altar. The altar's open.